Casey Anthony's officially not guilty of her daughter's death, but public opinion, of course, is another thing. And a lot of people are outraged at the thought of her going free to continue her bella vita. David Mattingly joining us now live from Orlando. Let's discuss what's next for Casey Anthony now, David.
Well, Kira, on Thursday, Casey Anthony goes back into court. She's going to be in front of the judge again to be sentenced for those four misdemeanor charges of lying to investigators in this case. Each of those counts carries a maximum of 1 year in jail. Now, she's already served three while she was awaiting trial. It's possible the judge could give her a sentence that would rely on time served, and she could go free. So that's one of the possibilities we're looking at tomorrow. Looking outside the courthouse today, all those crowds that we got so used to looking at here, they're gone today. People going back home with their lives after getting so close and so many people getting so emotionally invested in this trial. Now that the verdict is out, there are no crowds here at the courthouse. Last night, we saw sheriff's deputies in the neighborhood where Casey Anthony's parents live. People there were concerned that there would be too many onlookers and too many people coming by for sightseeing in the neighborhood. So the sheriff said that they would have deputies there to make sure that the residents there were protected and they could get back on with their lives. But at the moment, everyone wondering what's going to happen next with Casey Anthony. She will be before that judge on Thursday. Kira?
At issue here is Cindy Anthony's testimony that she was the one who did those internet searches for chloroform. The prosecution later showed work records that seemed to preclude that. Here with me now, criminal defense attorney and former prosecutor Holly Hughes. So what do you think? Could Cindy Anthony be prosecuted for perjury?
Technically speaking, under the law, yes. Because I think they've got enough proof to show it's a specific intent crime. For our viewers, what that means is you're going to have to prove to your jury or your judge she willfully did this. She meant to lie. And I think they've got enough evidence to prove it. But from a personal human standpoint, I don't think we're going to see it happen. Remember, no matter what we think of Cindy Anthony, she is a victim here. She is a grieving grandmother. And Kira, I mean, you watched that testimony just like I did, sobbing, heaving, racked with grief. So we know that she truly, truly loved that little girl and misses her. And at this point, all she was trying to do was save her daughter's life, and it worked. So at this point, I think any prosecution is going to look like sour grapes, quite frankly. So I don't think we're going to see it happen.
What about further prosecutions in this case, other family members, other players?
No, it's a done deal. Because, again, if you wanted to get anybody for perjury, it's specific intent. How are you honestly going to prove that George lied about anything? The only thing that was iffy in my mind, I think he lied about the affair. But how do you prove that unless there's videotape, which if there was, we'd have seen it. Believe me, Jose Baez would have had it out when Crystal Holloway was on the stand. So I don't think so. And as far as Casey is concerned, this is a done deal. Double jeopardy clause of our U.S. Constitution says, hey, state gets one bite at the apple. If it's not successful, you cannot go after her again.
Got it. Holly Hughes, thanks.
Thanks.